Buck Rising joins us now. Buck, what's up? How are you, man?
The Buck.
I am lovely. How is everybody on a Monday?
I got a question for
you. Where are you? Are you in the bathroom or something? What is that echo?
In a YMCA shower.
Where are you? What do you mean? I'm on my AirPod. Is there an echo?
Yeah.
It is echo.
Sounds like you're in the Batcave.
Okay. I heard that on the Titan Zoom this weekend, too. I'm like, what is that? What's that echo from Buck?
Okay.
Look at you.
Maybe my AirPods are screwing up. Everybody hang tight. This is very, very easily fixed.
It's not terrible. You can leave it.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
No, it's too late. I've already corrected
the that's much better. You walked out of the bathroom. Thank you.
Have you ever hoped?
Press mute and flush.
Buck, have you ever hoped to get a job, didn't get the job, and then somebody texted you and said you had the job, and then you showed up to the job, and they said you didn't have the job?
No, I did not. I have not been professionally catfished yet. Well, actually, I don't know, because when J. Martin Ramon were hiring, people kept adding me on Twitter about me being the person who was going to get the job, and everybody but me and my agent knew whether I was going to get the job, but it turns out it worked out okay.
I just thought that, like, literally the first thing when I woke up this morning and I clicked on Twitter and I saw your tweet about that Austin Peay player who's from Nashville that thought he was talking to Dean Pease about an opportunity to go try out for the Falcons, and he shows up in Atlanta, and he's not on their list. Just awful, awful story.
It might be the most cruel thing that I've seen when it comes to this kind of stuff. I've never seen anything quite this. You know, it's subhuman what happened to his name is. Wontarius, his first name is. I have to look up the article to make sure that I'm buttoned up on all of the details. But yeah, basically, if you are not aware of the story that Brent's talking about, ESPN had a write-up this morning, or I believe yesterday afternoon, about he's a defensive back, Wontarius Bryant, got a text from a Georgia area code. The guy who was texting Wontarius was pretending to be now Falcons defensive coordinator Dean Pease, and basically said, yeah, come down for this weekend's rookie minicamp. And he did. He drove down from Tennessee to Georgia, to Flowery Branch, Georgia, so a little further outside of Atlanta. Sounds like he was very, very excited to get his NFL opportunity, and then he showed up at the door. And whether they would have let him try out or not under normal circumstances, COVID, you had a cap on the number of undrafted and tryout players that you could have. So maybe under a different circumstance, they could have just thrown the kid a bone and let him like work out for the day.
Yeah.
But it was really, really sad to read about. And I hate that for him. I know he put out a statement on his Twitter account about just kind of being the last 48 hours being very, very difficult to process and get through, but sounds like he's on the other side of it. So, that's the biggest story out of rookie mini camp this weekend is somebody who didn't practice or didn't even get a workout but got catfished.
Well, maybe that he will get a workout because of this eventually.
Well,
right?
He got invited to the HUB football camp. And this is a legit player. Like, you like look at his background. And Blaine was talking about him on Blaine and Mickey today. Blaine worked him out. In advance of, you know, team workouts and things like that. And so Blaine, you know, asked the group for their story basically before they started working out. And he said that, like, he was trying to get an opportunity with Austin Peay, and he was actually living out of his car. So he was going from that to this story, and it's ridiculous. But now he's been invited to this regional camp, and they're paying for his expenses to get there. So maybe there is some light at the end of this tunnel, and maybe this will turn out to be a great story. But, yeah, that's the first thing I saw this morning was you throwing that out there.
Mm. Yeah, that's exactly what you want to wake up to at 5:30 in the morning. But that's the first thing that I saw. And I didn't hear that on Blaine and Mickey today. I was running around downtown. Doing some stuff for A to Z, but that's an incredible backstory to all of this. So I hope that it works out for the best for him, certainly.
Before we jump into the actual Titans rookie mini camp, got to throw this one out here for you. Field Yates tweeting that, the Chiefs have released wide receiver Tajae Sharpe. there are.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I know. But you know that there are some Titans fans that look at this receiving room and say, okay, like, we're pretty thin at wide receiver. Why don't we go down that direction? Tajae Sharpe, he's better than anybody we have on our roster right now. So I'll let you go ahead and respond to that.
So, I mean, to bring him into camp would be fine. But I don't think there's any harm in that at all. But, I mean, you look at some of the guys who made the Chiefs roster, you know, in the early goings. Like, we're not even to mandatory minicamp. We're not even to OTAs. This is very, very
early
preliminary roster cuts. So if he was not good enough to make that Chiefs roster, maybe you take a flyer on him because it doesn't hurt you and you've got that kind of money to spend on dudes to basically be camp bodies. But like for what Tajae is, they don't need what Tajae Sharpe is, which is a big striding possession receiver. I mean, if you can get him to play tight end, maybe he helps you more substantially, but Tajae Sharpe was a very, very good player for a fifth round pick at a UMass. And they got a substantial amount of mileage out of him during his time here in Tennessee. And then things kind of went up in smoke in Minnesota last year. He wasn't even active for the game for the majority of the games and was not active here when when the Titans traveled to Minnesota in week three last year. I think it's a familiar name at a position that you need, and I understand why fans would gravitate towards it, but what you are looking for, I think, in a wide receiver right now is not Tajae. Tajae is your fifth or sixth option at best, and if you're just churning bottom of the roster guys, great. But I think you're good on that.
Yeah, it's funny. Like I should have thought to localize that little story, but I didn't think. Like I'm so far removed from Tajae Sharpe that I didn't even think about it.
I know, but it's as a Titans fan, when you look at no more Corey Davis and lack of depth, like
I mean, they Titans need to address
think
it
that
sure.
way. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and what Kalijah Lipps come in doing it for you. I mean, that's basically the same kind of level of player we're talking about with Tajae Sharpe right now.
I love Kalijah. Obviously, you know, I've worked a ton of Vandy games over the last couple of years. I am a big Kalijah Lipscomb fan, so I'm all in on that guy. But I heard reports this weekend from those of you that were actually allowed into practice at rookie minicamp that there were quite a few drops from him. Mm. Is that accurate?
It was not a good performance, right. And then he got hurt, so he didn't finish the day that we were out there, or at least he went back into the facility at some point. Looked like he came up a little bit lame.
And now he's signed.
Yeah, now he's signed. So what does that tell you?
We don't know what we're looking at anyway.
Well, you know, I mean, listen, they are evaluating wide receiver probably more than any position on the roster right now, including tight end, which may sound ridiculous because I still don't think they have a starter at that position with the dudes that they have. But they are going to go through the pre-training camp phases of this offseason, looking at the wide receivers that are available, churning basically the bottom of the roster with guys like Kalijah Lipscomb. Like, I don't think that this is necessarily something that's viewed as set in stone at this point. I think it's going to be several weeks, maybe even a couple of months process and well into training camp. As you see more guys end up out on the open market, like a Tajae Sharpe, but maybe a little better than a Tajae Sharpe, you can continue to evaluate your roster throughout this entire process. What they have listed on the team's website right now is not what's going to end up being on the 53-man team come roster cutdown day. Like, it's simply not. I think it's super premature in the evaluation, and that's what we have to talk about, so we're going to talk about it any way we can. But I wouldn't get too bent out of shape about it right now on, what is it, May 16th, May 17th at this point.
Buck, is that why no room for concern about these guys missing the rookie minicamp as far as guys like Farley or Moats and being haggard by injury and coming out late, going back in? Should we be concerned about this? It's nothing to be concerned with.
Okay, sure. I mean, you may be concerned about it if you want. There's nothing else to bother anybody right now. So why not? Farley is going to remain a question mark until there is some progress, and that progress we did not see this weekend because he wasn't dressed. We talked to him. He said he's rehabbing. That's all going to plan, as if they would tell us anything otherwise. Shout out to Dory Jackson. But the back is going to be question number one about Caleb Farley until we see at such time that the back is not a problem. Now, the Elijah Molden thing is new, right? Because we didn't know anything about injuries until we got out there on Saturday and we were looking around and it was like, oh, there's no Elijah Molden. So their first round pick, which I'm totally cool with them kind of risking or taking a little bit of a risk with a hugely talented player that may be dealing with some stuff right now. You're going to gamble in the draft. I would do it in the first round when you can go best player available. And there is much, much higher upside. What complicates this is Molden's kind of like a break glass in case of Caleb Farley emergency. And I don't think the injury is anything severe. I don't know what it is right now. And we got about as much as Mike Vrabel's ever going to give you on injuries out of Mike on Saturday, where he said, if there was an injury report, which he was very quick to remind us that there's not right now, he would be considered limited under those circumstances. So there is something there, but whatever it is was substantial enough to keep him out of all but the last 10 minutes of the nearly 2 hours that we were out there with them on Saturday. And he did like a handful of reps in 7-on-7. And they pulled him out. And then we're just walking him through it instructionally from behind the defense with Anthony Midget, the defensive backs coach. So, I mean, you're worried about that because you can go without your top option because you've prepared for that with Molden. But if Molden goes down, then you're back to square one with Kevin Johnson starting in the slot, and that's not ideal for anybody.
So what was your takeaway from the rookie camp?
Oh, that I think people are just wildly, wildly underestimating Des Fitzpatrick. Like, I really think he's going to be a fine player. Like, sure, he's raw. He needs some work. And I was watching practice with Mickey Ryan and Coach Mack over there, and Mack was kind of walking me through some of the mechanical mistakes that he made initially and how he was correcting them through the course of the reps. And between special teams, which he'll play, and finding an opportunity on the offense that's probably going to be there for him, like, I think he can do some stuff. Somebody on the primetime show last night made a comparison between Des Fitzpatrick and Brandon Lloyd. And I really, really liked that because there's nothing super flashy about them initially, but they're most certainly professional wide receivers. And I think Des is, you just got to give him a little time and not get bent out of shape because you knew he was drafted on the third day.
Well, good stuff, man. Love having you on every week. Love listening to the show 10 to 1 and your visits. Presented by Buddy Allen Carpet One.
Indeed they are, and they were kind enough to host us on Friday for that spectacular golf tournament that they put on for Tunnel 2 Towers. But Buddy Allen Carpet One is the place that you need to go for all of your home and flooring needs. They can do it all, and currently they are preparing you for your pets, the damage that they may bring to your home like mine do, on a regular basis. It is something that they specialize in, and it is something that they will be certain to take care of you when you go out and visit them at Buddy Allen Carpet One.
Thank you, Buck. BuddyAllenCarpet1.com. And yeah, Zach was rolling around with a kilt, and there's talk that you may sport a kilt at some event coming up. I don't know. Is that true?
Well, they don't. I mean, his kilt was kind of long. Like, this thing was down to his shins. I wear 5-inch shorts. So if they got like a, I mean, I'd be looking a little bit like a, you know, like something out of a, never mind. I'm not going to go there. But I don't think they make kilts short enough for me and for anybody else for that matter.
Like a squirrel, we'll be able to tell how old you are. I know you don't get that joke, but some do. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I'm going to leave now. Enjoy your Monday.
There's Buck Rising. At Buck Rising on Twitter. Catch him on the A to Z Sports stuff as well as his show here, the Buck Rising Show, 10 to 1 weekdays on 104.5 The Zone.